by Yaakov.
Shemamina, from here we hear that Mehera de Mora Yalma.
What's called Mehera by Kodesh Baruch Hu? Like here Hashem said he's going to bring the Golas Mehera earlier. So what's called earlier? Timna Meya v'chamisha matate hevi. That's called 852. As Rashi says, that means Kaminya bin Oshantim. To accept the positive says, Ki over toveidu maher. You'll be destroyed fast. And what's called fast? It took another 852 years. So by Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's called fast. At the time of 852 years, that's a fast period of time. That means MacDuffin. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, get Ma'usha. If you have a get, now we force the husband to give the get. We beat up the husband to give the get to his wife. So the Yisrael kosher. It was done by Bezdin of Yisrael, that the Bezdin of Yiddish Bezdin forced the husband. Then the get is kosher. In other words, there are certain things that the husband does that he's mechuyev to give his wife a get. And then Bezdin could like beat him up to make him give his wife a get. So he had Goyim beating him up to give the get, and the husband gave the get, and the get is possible. When you want to go to the Goyim, I could hit the husband. The Goyim could hit the husband like, and say to the husband, that if like the Jews hire the man, let's say the Goyisha, that they're in force, the Goyim. So the Jews go to the Goyisha or policeman and tell the policeman the case, and the policeman goes to beat up the husband and tells the husband, do what the Jews are telling you, then they get this kosher. So it says like this. Omer Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, get ha-me'usa b'Yisrael, a get that was forced upon by Jews, kedin, in other words, where the husband did something wrong, and therefore the psak din is that Bezdin is supposed to force him to give his wife a get, and they forced him, and at the end the husband said, right, Sunday, I'll agree to give her a get, then kosher the get is good. Rashi says, Kedin, we're going, Hanach the Arminim Bu, Yaitsev eating Suba. There are a lot of cases among Subas we had that the husband did something wrong, that the Lacher is Yaitsev eating Suba. He's Mechoyev to let it go and to give her a Suba. Or Yishoy Sasurullah, let's say it was a Kayin that married a Gerusha. But then there's a mitzvah, we have to force the Kayin to give his wife a get. He's not allowed to live with a Gerusha. So in such a case, if we force the husband, that's also called a good get. What about Shaloi Kedin? Let's say no, it's a normal marriage. Hinstam, the wife wants a get, so she hires people to beat up the husband to give her a get. That then the get is possible. That's not a good get. Upoisel, and the get also is poisel. So Rashi says, poisel means la terulinose. Means with this get, that if they beat up the husband and he gave his wife a get, that's nothing. She can't remarry on that get. But upoisel minakuna mishamrecha get. But this wife now, if the husband will die, and she wants to remarry to a Kayin, it'll be also for her. Because Negea to a Kayin, even though it was a forced get, it's called the Reyach HaGet, that she has a Shem Drusha, and she will not be able to remarry to a Kayin. That's the Lashon of Posel or Posel. The get itself is Posel, she's not Lechatchil, allowed to use this get to remarry. But Posel, if the husband dies, still she cannot marry a Kayin. Uviyerzik Echavim. Now, if it's by Goyim that are beating up the husband to make him give a get, is Kedin Apostle or Paisel? If the husband did something wrong, let's say it's like a Kayin that married a Gerusha. So now it's the Din that he should give his wife a get. If the Goyim beat him up to give the get, the Din is the get is still Apostle, but a Paisel. Such a get is still Paisel that she cannot remarry to a Kayin, even if the husband dies. But Shalai Kedin, let's say that if the husband didn't do anything wrong, and there's no real reason for him to give his wife a get, and they beat him up to give a get, then I feel a reach a get ain't boy. If the Goyim did this, then the get is absolutely zero. And she could even remarry a Kayin if her husband dies. Tomorrow says, Amonashek, what's going on here? Now that is said by a Goy, if a Goy forces him, it's postal but a postal. What's going on here? What's the Amonashek? If Goyim also have the power to force a husband to give his wife a get, it's chashur and naimel is chashur. So why don't we say the get is kosher? When we're talking about now, the husband did something wrong, that for din he's supposed to give his wife a get. So if the Jews would force him, you say it's a kosher a get. If so, what's wrong if a guy forced them? Why isn't the get also kosher? If the b'nei asininu. Elo, what do you have to say? Ilav b'nei asininu. So then the other side is, you're going to tell me now, that goyim don't have this power to force the husband to give a get. Since so, if the goyim force him, he's like nothing. So mitzol le lifsol. That even if she wants to remarry to a kohen, she should be mutter. In a case where the husband will die later, so why don't you say that first get is nothing, is zero? That she should be able to remarry to a kohen. Why do we say now with poisol she can't remarry to a kohen? Like, what's going on here? So Gemarain says, Omer of Mesharshio, Tva Torah Midi Raisa, I'll tell you, get Me'usev, Oiv Dekachav and Kosher. Midi Raisa doesn't make a difference. Even though it's a guy forcing the husband to give a get, you got a shvatza to beat up the husband, and the husband agreed to give the get is kosher Midi Raisa. Midi Raisa thank you, it's good. Oma Tam Omru Puzzle, why Midi Rabbanan do we say, even when the husband deserves to be beat up to give a get, why do we say if a guy did it, it's possible? We don't want every wife, when she gets angry at her husband, so now she'll get a get. She'll go and hire a shvatza to beat up her husband, to make him give her a get. So we don't want that to happen. Therefore, we don't want this Indian that goyim should go beating up Jews to give his wife a get. Even in a case when he's supposed to. When he's supposed to give her a get. Still, with the Rabbanan, we're making zera that get is no good, so that wives should not be used to hiring shvatzes to beat up the husband to give them a get. Rashi, Teilach from the Chavim means, Seicheros on Cheshul hire a shvatzer. Honest, Locha by the Lagasha. Ubo, Lob Yakuba Kifoin. We don't want that to happen. Therefore, we said the get is possible. Fred Gemari, Hochi, if so, Shaloike Din, Afilo Reacha get ain boy. So what are you saying now? What? That if the guy, if the husband was not, didn't have to give his wife a get, and the guy beat him up, and he gave the get to his wife, so you're telling me now that get is not called the reich of a get, it's nothing, and therefore if the husband dies, she could even remarry to a kohen. The question is why? Like why is the guy worse than like a Jew? Like the get should be possible. Like, what did you tell me? When a guy does it, really, Midi Raisa, he forced him, and the husband said, okay, it's called a get. So even though it's Shalai Kedin, let it have the same halacha, like if a Jew does it, Shalai Kedin. If one Jew forces another Jew to give his wife a get, when he really doesn't have to. So the halacha then is, true, the get is possible, but Ufaisal, she cannot remarry to a Kayin. It's called a Reich of a get. So here also it should be called a Reich of a get. So why is a guy different? The Gemarian says, Eloho the Rav Mesharshia Bedusi. Rav Mesharshia says, Tak, it's a mistake. It's not true. So Rashi says, the Vadai Lav B'nei Asininu. That the Pshat by a Goy is a Goy are not people to force Jews to do something. The time of my, what's the reason if so? Kedin. So why, if they do it Kedin, do we say that what the Goy did, that is called the Reich of a Get, and that she's possible to a Kayin? Why? So, my kedin, the kedin the Yisrael nichlef, because then they'll make a mistake when a Jew does it. But shaloi kedin, the kedin Yisrael lemachlef. But when they're not supposed to do it, to make a mistake, also Yisrael will do it. Then they don't make a mistake. So Rashi says like this: kedin the yardikachavim sheesua loitzi over din tayraf agav lavgito gozam or rabbanin lifsel bakuna. When a guy forces a Jew to give a get. Even though the Jew is supposed to, but Midi Raisa to the get is nothing. Because the guy is not somebody to force the Jew to give a get. So if so, why do we say though that she's post lakuna? That's like Xero Rashi says, Mishum de Michlev, the Kedim de Yisrael, will make a mistake there. What's going to be when a Jew forces the husband to give a get when he's supposed to? So we ask when people say, Yisrael Nami Shisu Kedim Le Posel. People come to make a mistake and say, even when a Jew forces another Jew to give his wife a get. That get means nothing, and she's still allowed to remarry to a kohen. So other people should not say that. They had to make a gzera that when a guy forces a Jew to give a get, I'll call upon him that get helps, that she's not allowed to remarry to a kohen. But, shalai kedin, the other kachavin, but when a guy forces the husband to give a get when he didn't really have to make a gzera, also the kedin, the Yisrael, don't make mistakes. The Yarmut Michla, the Shleikadin the Yisrael, that's the name of Shleikadin the Yisrael, Nami Le Apostle. Yeah. They go for Xero, Otto Kedin, Xero, like Azrin.
In other words, kitzur, when a guy does a shloi kedin, then we're not going to make any gezeris. There's no gezeris there. Otto Yisrael will do it kedin. Elamai Otto, maybe Yisrael will also do a shloi kedin. Even when a Jew does a shloi kedin, really the get midraisa is nothing. That's also only a gezeira that she's also lakuna. Therefore, gezeira we do not make. So kitzur, when a guy forces a Jew to give a get, that means nothing. Because if you hire a shvasa to beat up the Jew to give a get, that's nothing. So far, we'll soon see. Just that, if it was done kedin, if the husband really deserved it, so then the rabbanon though there's a gzeira otto when Yisrael would do it shekedin, and therefore we talk and said that she's possible kuna. Right, it must be like this. Abaya ashkechen the Rabbi Yosef. Abaya found Rabbi Yosef. The Yosef called Maisa Agita. He was like forcing somebody to give a get. Omalei, for Anan had Yetus Anan. I were only had Yetus. We're not a real bezdin. Rashi had Yetus Anan. Shein mumchim ela smuchim. The miakiru lakim dayonim. We ain't smicha b'chutzlaret. There's no smicha b'chutzlaret. So we're not like a real bezdin. We're not mumchim. We're only had Yetus Anan. The Tanya we learned. Rav Tafin used to say, "Komokam shata moitzi agriyoy shalert gechavim." Anytime when you find the goyish courts, afal pi shadinei and kedinei Yisrael, even though the goyish courts and their law has the same law as the Jewish law is, still the locher is iata rishoyi lizokik lehem. You're not allowed to go to their bezdin. You can't put up your law by a goyish court. Shenemar Apostik says, V'yeila ha-mishpotim ha-shatosim lefneim. These are the mishpotim that were supposed to put lefneim in front of a Jewish court. Lefneim v'dashin, for loy lefnei ortekachovim. You're not allowed to go to a goyish court. Right? So people are very nichshav as manas are also the same thing. As manas are also, there's no heter to go to a goyish court, to go to court. You're supposed to go to a din Torah. The only time you have a heter to go to a goyish court, if the person you want to take to a din Torah will not come. Like if you know for sure he's nice boss the other guy and he will not come to a din Torah, at this you're going to lose out altogether, then you have a right to take him to a goyish court. But Kozman, there are two people that if one takes him to a din Torah, the other one will go, will be forced to go. You have no heter to go to a court. You have to go to a din Torah. That's the pasuk v'yela mishpotim that lifneim v'loy lifneim d'chavim. Dov rach, another pshat is midashin lifneim in front of a bezdin that has smicha, but v'loy lifneim yaitis. Not hadjaitis, not people, even a Jewish bezdin, if they don't have smicha, they can't paskin. So here also, how could like Yes Makash, how could in both the chutzlorit, how could they play like a bezdin, they don't have smicha? Or Malay answered back, Anan shlichusayu kavzinen. That's not a kasha. We do the shlichus of the bezdin from Yerushalayim. Rashi dibnei Eretz Yisrael. Kavzinen, Rashi, hey, nosnu lor vashus. They gave us permission to be a bezdin, therefore we have a right to act like a bezdin. Me do the every I do is via voice. The same malacha badini mumnis, if somebody admits that he owes money, or somebody borrowed money, that maisan chutzlars, we do have a bezdin, and they can pass can be shilas. For the Gemara Yachi is so gzelus v'chavolus nami, why don't we pass can shilas today of gzelus somebody steals to make him pay back, or chavolus somebody hits somebody as mazikim to make them pay back? So Gemara answers, Ki avdini shlichasayu, when could we be a shliach of the bezin of Yerushalayim? To do a psakir, the Messiah the shchichi. Only something that happens often. Like halvo and Rashi says v'chein get, the same thing this pasha of Gittin. Ava v'nilsud la shchicho le avdini shlichasayu. For something that's not so shchiach, that we can't do there, we're not a shliach for them. Yeah. The Torah speaks out. But kamoyo dois vavoyz. But shchiach is a dois vavoyz. But ma'ashanu mekavlem gerim. How can the mekavlem gerim today? Afagav the ger at sarat gimel mumchim. Yeah, amari davdim shlichasaya the choshev shchichi. That's also cool things that happen often. It happens often to be mekavlem gerim. So we also have a right to be a bezdin. So he says kash ayvim taymar heicho avdim shlichasayu v'achshav emumchim v'etz Yisrael. But today, in modern days, today, how's it helpful? Today, there's no mumchim in Eretz Yisrael. At this time, at that time, at Tanoim's times, there were mumchim in Eretz Yisrael. So they could be a bezdin chutz l'aretz, also that. But the chura now that we have no mumchim in Eretz Yisrael, how can we do the shlichus? So, v'yeshloima de shlichuso kaimo avdinen. Means that the first bezdin in Yerushalayim, they gave rishus for people to do the Psad Din even later on, even for Bizman Azeh, even at times now, when we have no Mumchum in Eretz Yisrael, still we have rights to be a Bez Din. The first Bez Din gave us the rights. So the Mishnah writes, Yotzar Shmo V'ir Mekodeshes. A rumor went around city saying upon this girl that she's married. The locher is Harezu Mekodeshes. If so, we have to listen to the rumor and she has it in like she's married. Migureshes. Let's say a rumor goes around the city that this wife has received a get. Has Harezu Mekodeshes. We believe it and to say she's Mekodeshes. Obuvado Shaloyehe Shamamasla. But there should be no excuse going around with this rumor. Now, what's called an excuse? Gerish ish plenty. Let's say the rumor was true, that the husband gave his wife a get. Gerish ish plenty ishtoi. Al tanai, but on a condition. So then that's not called a good enough rumor to make her give her a shame gerusha. Because since in the rumor itself it says clearly the husband made a condition, so who said that she did the condition? Maybe she was never mekayim the condition, so therefore the get is no good. Or else kitsha, or else zorot lo kedusheo. The rumor was that he threw her the kest of kedushin. So still, that's not called good, because suffer kor of loy. It could be, we don't know if it got closer to her or closer to him. So then we don't know if she really received the kedushin or not. We do not know 100% that she's married. He amasla. That's called an excuse. Then the rumor doesn't mean too much. The Kopon and Mosini Gemara, by certain rumors though, a curl, we believe the curl to give her a shame that she's married, that she can't remarry to somebody else. So, Oriyas Akasha, the Yasrinim Lo Agavra, what are you telling me now? That we believe this, we believe it. Rashi says, Bitmiya, the Amagreshes Koi, that means Aishes Koyim, in the case where, let's say, she was married to a Koyim, Shiyotza Kurl Shagir Shabaila. That there's a rumor going on in the city now that this Kohen gave a get to his wife. So our Mishnah says, Ketoni Matisa Chashina L'Koyla. That we talk, if the rumor went around that she received the get, we believe the rumor. So it comes out, even though the husband's a Kohen, he'll be usher now to live with his wife. So for the Gemara, is that true? For Yasrin and Lo'agavra, do we make the Kohen to be usher to it? Is he usher to his wife now? For Yomar of Rashi said, the Klal always is, that called koilah de bosa nesuyin. Any koil that comes out after nesuyin, the loch is like hashin, we don't listen to that koil. A rumor that comes out after they got married to ruin their marriage, we don't listen to these rumors. So here now, this koin was married to his wife. A rumor went around now that he gave his wife a get, and he's also to his wife. We should not believe the rumor. So Mor says, hachikom, but this is what our Mishnah means to say. Yotza shmo v'ir mekodeshes, harezu mekodeshes. If a rumor went around the city that this Isha is married, we believe her that she's married. Now, Mekudeshes u Megureshes, Harezu Megureshes.